Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was not Rafi Devers. Those were Rafi's words through an interpreter with the San Francisco Giants at the introductory press conference, which just took place and wrapped about 10 to 15 minutes ago over at Oracle Park. But we can sort of summarize it with this. If you're a Giants fan, I think it was everything you wanted to hear. If you're a Red Sox fan, that made you barf.
Oh, yeah. Probably made you mad.
I would think.
When he says, I'm here to do whatever they ask me to
whatever.
Do. Whatever. Right.
Whatever.
And, yeah, it just gives me a little bit of Jimmy Butler vibes in that, you know, Jimmy was obviously upset with his situation, and he comes here and he's immediately a do-it-all, Buddy Hield's best friend, you know, help to make everyone else around him. And so Heat fan, I'm sure, can be a little bit frustrated because he left your team, and not that he went here and was amazing. He was really, really good.
Oh.
And the other comp for me with Jimmy Butler is I think that Devers is going to make people around him better. Like you were saying, the lineup now becomes a lot tougher to navigate. And if you don't want to face him and you've got Adamas hitting before him, Willie's going to get a lot more pitches to hit in certain situations.
Yeah, yep. And maybe that's exactly what Adamas needs. So they do keep him in the two hole. Devers will be third. Ramos will be fourth. Flores is not playing, which I think, you know, on a day like today, Giants fans are so excited. It's like, who cares? It is interesting. I mean, he's been your most productive player as far as driving in runs, and they just flat threw him to the bench. Grandy obviously brought up a fair point, which is you've got a right-handed pitcher throwing, so Dominic Smith plays first base. I don't know how long Dominic Smith is for this team once Devers kind of becomes their first baseman or an option at first and Chapman comes back. I don't know. You know what I mean? If he stays on the roster, he's also been pretty good, though. And he's a very good defensive player over at first, and the Giants value that. So that's another thing that you're seeing them do here. They're keeping their infield defense intact. Casey Schmidt is healthy enough to play, so he will. He's at third. Dominic Smith at first. Devers will DH. Flores will be off the bench. And then you go from there. But, boy, it is it's a completely different-looking lineup that will be backing up Robbie Ray. And, yes, Adamas has his good friend and incredible hitter now in the on-deck circle when he's hitting, and that has got to help him go.
Yeah, and it's going to help, I think, the pitchers be able to relax a little bit too, knowing that you don't have to be so precise and finite. And we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago about, you know, pitchers pressing. When your team's only scoring 2 runs in a game, it's hard not to press. And now you've got a real middle of the order that is going to strike fear into opponents. You know, this lineup has got some thump now. When you go, even Jung-Hoo Lee, he's got some pop, but he's a great hitter. And then you go to Adamas, and then you go to Devers, and You get Ramos, and when Chapman's back, all of a sudden you've got a nice string of hitters who can really break open a game in a hurry with their bat.
I can't wait for the game tonight.
I can't either.
I can't wait for the game tonight. And it's Tuesday, and the Guardians are here.
Right?
Like, whatever.
You can throw the records out when these two teams get together.
They're both pretty good records, actually.
Yep.
Jim Bowden, who was on with Stein and Goo, before we play some of that, I want to read to you a tweet that he just sent after he listened to the Rafael Devers press conference. He just put out a quote that was exactly what you just played, Grandy. Quote, "I'm here to play wherever they want me to play." And Bowden then tacks on and says, "Lesson to the Red Sox. Communication matters. Building relationships with players is of the utmost importance." That's what Jim had to say after listening to Devers talk. And so maybe they're doing this in Boston. I don't know. We do have a tendency to do this, right? Jimmy Butler comes from Miami. Well, who was right? Was Jimmy out of line, or was the Heat? Are they old guys? And we do this. And in the end, I would argue, it does not mean that you automatically placate to the player. But in the end, I don't think the answer to the question matters of who was wrong. The bottom line is, if the star leaves your team, you lose. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
You lose. I don't even know what else to say to you, Boston. I don't know how the hell you can pitch this as a good deal. I mean, their GM literally came out yesterday and said, "I can see a scenario where we're going to win more games now because he's not here." Really? Tell me about your dream, Craig. That's ludicrous. It's ludicrous to say something like that.
It's possible, but it's more of a long shot. Like, if he was that bad of a clubhouse guy, it's possible that the players who are still there play better because the guy that they thought was a bad guy is now gone. As we give Adamas credit for being a positive force, and even when he was hitting a buck 93 or whatever, it's like, yeah, he's still a great clubhouse guy. He's still a net positive. The same could be true for taking out a negative player.
Right, but it's not quantifiable. In other words, you're never going to be able to go to the end of the year and be like, well, here's what we would have won if Rafi was still here.
But they could go out and win more than what they've done so far.
They can go do great. That absolutely could happen. I don't really foresee it. But, as good as they've played lately, they're still in fourth place in a five-team division. So I don't really foresee that. But, it's not even really necessarily the point. I think that that's part of a minor smear campaign that the Red Sox started yesterday. And listen, we've all talked to a lot of people who at least are getting the vibe from inside the clubhouse, from players who have played with Rafael before. Bowden even talked about it. He's like, this is not, don't do this. This is not a bad guy who was causing all kinds of problems with the Red Sox. If he was causing so many problems, how the hell were you playing so well for the last 2 weeks, Red Sox? How the hell did you win a ring with him? Like, all of these things already happened. So how much of a cancer can the guy be? For me, the bottom line is, and I'm not saying you do this at all costs. I mean, I know some people's brains go to, okay, I don't think it's possible for the Warriors to get into a Giannis conversation. But the bottom line in sports, and for me, more so in baseball than any others, because there's just not many of these guys in baseball. If you lose the star, you lose. You lose. I mean, even if Kyle Harrison ends up being really good, it's going to take a while. You didn't even put him on your roster to start this whole thing.
Nah, because I think you need him to work on things and get better. If he was that amazing, like if you would have gotten Hayden Birdsong or Landon Roop in the trade, I would imagine they would go right into the starting rotation. But with Kyle Harrison, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, I'm not trying to throw shade at the kid, but he throws the fastball almost 70% of the time, and his other two pitches get knocked around the park pretty regularly. So that's something that he has to work on, and you work on that in AAA. But for the trade for the Giants right now, hard to imagine this not being a boffo success, at least in the front half of the deal. You look at it and it is 8 more years and they owe him $222 million. Although I think Jim said in his interview with Steiny and Goose, some of that is deferred.
It's $254 and some of it is deferred.
Right.
Yes.
I think it's $7 million a year is deferred. So that kind of helps you short term. You eventually have to pay the money anyway, but
chump change, especially 8 years from now.
And I do think we should put a little respect and show a little love to Greg Johnson and the Johnson family
because
they have opened up the purse strings first with Adamas, and even before that it was Chapman, and Jung Woo Lee got a long-term deal, and so you start thinking about the future, and Robbie Ray only has one more year. I would love to see them open it up for Robbie Ray and keep him around as a Giant because he's been so good.
We'll see. I mean, he's going to be 35 years old when his deal is up. And so, like, obviously, you had another year and a half. No need to worry about that now, especially with the pitching that you do have on the farm. Maybe there's more that's developed, and you've got a better picture of what that looks like at the time. But, for me, your point is a valid one from this perspective, and I said this to Grandy yesterday. Sunday night was the moment I started trusting the current Giants ownership, and that's all it means for me. I didn't until then. I didn't know. All I knew is that you kept coming in second, and I've heard plenty of people say that some felt that it was purposeful to make it look like they wanted to spend money, but then not. And I get why people feel that way. I don't really buy the conspiracy theory, but when you keep coming in second and then you finally land a guy and then you cancel that deal as you're on your way to the press conference, you're going to have some people looking at you sideways going, do you really want to spend this money? I don't know if you do. I know you're making money. I know my slice of pizza is $12, and I know there's nowhere to park anymore because of your Mission Rock project that you own. I get that you're making money hand over fist, but are you ready to spend it for this to actually be an exciting winner? And the second that they did this deal, I went, okay, I have my answer.
Right.
You're in.
Yeah. You officially now have reached a point where we don't question your motives and question your willingness to spend. And, you look across the contracts, they've got now, I think, 3 or 4 contracts that are sitting on 9 figures. And we've said this all along about, getting a hitter to play at Oracle Park. No one wants to come here. Nobody like us. And we can't get free agents. They have to do it by trade. And here they do it by trade for a guy who you owe more than $220 million to over a long period of time. So we've all been saying this. The only way they're going to get a hitter is if they trade for one. Yeah. And they traded for one.
Or draft one and develop them. And
which
hopefully,
maybe they're doing that.
And maybe Bryce Eldridge will be the next one.
We'll have to hit some Bryce watch at some point. I hope you guys have been keeping it rolling.
It's not really. No, we haven't. Because
we got to give the bad with the good.
Well, it kind of got, beat to the punch here a little bit by Rafi Devers.
For sure.
Let's be real. The buzz and the drumbeat of bring Bryce up, it stops now.
For sure.
It stops. You know what I mean? And that doesn't have to do with the fact that, yes, he's only had 2 hits in the last week.
Well, yeah.
And they're singles. But whatever. Yeah. No, he did have a homer a few nights ago.
Yeah.
He's fine.
But
I'm not worried about him.
If he was going bananas, then,
If he was pushing for a call-up.
Yes.
But two things have happened. A, he's not hitting the ball great. And B, the Giants made this little trade. I don't know if everybody heard about.
Yeah. Rafael Devers trade.
Yeah.
And he'll debut here in about 3 hours and 15 minutes. And hitting in the 3-hole and DHing, rocking number 16, which the list of guys who wore 16 is not illustrious. So he could be, by the end of the day, the best Giant to ever wear 16.
By the end of the day. I want to play this for you because there are all of these questions. Right now it's a he said, or they say, we say kind of a thing with regard to Boston. Is he a bad clubhouse guy? Here's one thing that Jim Bowden said. Longtime baseball GM, now analyst, and he had a great conversation with Steiny and Goo earlier today. Listen to what he says specifically about Rafi.
The Giants have not had a left-hand power bat like this since Barry Bonds. Mm. He's hit 30 homers 3 different times in his career. He's going to do it again this year for the 4th time. He's a 3.8 WAR player per 162 games. That's what he is. He's 28 years old in his prime. He can flat out hit, and he has a good personality, too. So don't listen to what people are saying in New England about him, because this is a great, great kid.
There you go. Don't listen to what people are saying about him in New England. Exactly. Don't go up to the person who just broke up with someone and then tell me about him. You're probably not going to get a straight answer. Now, look, I don't know how this is going to go. I do know that one of the first observations, and I really want to share this with the radio audience, because you're cruising around today and you were doing this blind. You couldn't see this press conference. Most of you, I would think, only heard it. But if you could see it, I will tell you, and this hit all of us in the room as we had it on in the TV behind us, Rafi looked so happy. He looked so happy. And it's not like he just got paid. He was already getting paid. But he looks like somebody who just got freed from a bad relationship. And I don't know how this one is going to go, but that's how it starts.
Right. And that's why it was giving me big time Jimmy Butler vibes, because, you know, Jimmy right away was just like, you know, I'm playing with Steph and Draymond. I'm playing with one of the best ever to do it in this organization, and they've won and this and that. And all we heard from Jimmy, all we saw from Jimmy was great effort, instantly great teammate, and the Warriors went on a crazy win streak. And the Giants have already been doing pretty well. 3-3 road trip was a little bit of a letdown after, you know, you dropped that one in Colorado and you had a chance, you know, against the Dodgers and you dropped two of the three. But what if the Giants go on a Warriors-esque run? What was it, 18-5 with Jimmy?
I think it was even better than that.
To end the regular season, something like that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like 23-5 or something like that.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Yeah, but whatever. The numbers aren't as important as the
numbers are numbers.
The impact.
Yeah,
I mean, if
exactly.
The Giants can have that sort of a lift, and they've been playing great ball, 10 above all year. So
yeah, they're a good
if you
team
get that
already.
Lift heading into the break, and then you get Chapman back soon, all of a sudden you might be thinking about an NL West pennant.
That's
not out of the question, you know?
Not out of the question at all. And in fact, I think, you know, a lot of what Bowden had to say was along those lines. Let me, which one is the one here with regard to kind of the Giants' playoff chances? Check this out. This is a cool answer with regard to what this does for the Giants as a potential postseason team.
I thought before the trade they were a wild card team, and I thought they were a wild card team because of the pitching and the defense and the development of some of the young pitching and the fact that Robbie Ray's got that changeup going. And so when you got him and Webb at the top, and then you got Birdsong and Roop, you got a really good 4-man rotation. You got Doval pitching better, and it's a decent defensive team for sure, especially when Chapman's out there. So I felt like this was a wild card team. Now I feel like it's a playoff team. So I'm not going to go as far as telling you I think they're going to beat the Dodgers and win the division. I think that's going to depend upon the health of Tyler Glasnow and Blake Snell and Ohtani and that starting pitching the Dodgers have. Dodgers still have a better lineup top to bottom. That's not going to change. But are the Giants good enough to win the division right now? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Mm. And if not, they're a playoff team.
Okay, I think that is an absolutely perfect assessment. It's funny because some people will be like, wait a minute, a wild card team is a playoff team. What he means, though, is I think prior to this trade, the Giants had a really good chance to make the postseason, but probably not do a lot when they got there. Now he sees it as a team that he expects to make the playoffs and compete and contend when they get there, whether it's out of the wild card or the division. And yes, the division is on the table. I think that's a perfect assessment.
Right. And, you know, if you make the playoffs with this rotation, we always were saying, you know, you can make noise and you can be a tough out for anyone. And now you add in a legitimate middle of the order power threat, and you've got a lineup now that can get elongated based on how guys are going and Chapman comes back. Now you've got more than just a one-trick pony type of team. Looking at the odds to win the NL West right now, according to Vegas Insider, the Giants opened at plus 3,000, 30-1.
Okay.
And they're currently at plus 900.
Okay.
According to Bet365.
Okay.
So
I wonder what they were Saturday versus what they are today.
Yeah. They probably were about plus 1,800, and they might have been behind the Padres. They're now the second choice.
Second favorite.
On the board.
Yep.
And you know, the Padres and then the D-backs, and the Rockies have a sideways eight, which is infinity. Sideways eight to one.
Sideways eight, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.